Hi everyone, welcome to the Victor's Talk podcast with Tammy Precious. This is the first episode on the conversations with caregivers, and for some of us who don't know what caregiver is all about, caregiver simply means, in this context, friends of sickle cell warriors, families of sickle cell warriors, partners of sickle cell warriors, and whatever. You have a sickle cell warrior as a friend or family and all that. So on today's episode, I have Shaya here with me. Shaya is my friend, and I feel so excited about this particular conversation because it's going to be so awesome, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Hi Shaya, can we meet you?
I am Akinpe Oluwa Shayomipe Agnes. I'm a student of OAU, studying mathematics and integrated science education. I'm a graphic designer and I sing.
Wow. Well, first of all, like I was about to ask you now that what makes you a caregiver, but it's so obvious I'm your friend and I'm a sickle cell warrior, so you are like one of my caregiver, and thank you. What's one experience you've had with me as a sickle cell warrior, like one memorable experience, and it was so interesting for you or awesome for you or whatever?
Awesome? I don't quite understand that question. Like awesome?
Like awesome in the sense that, okay, not really awesome, but you get what I mean. Like, is it awesome or not? Like, I just decided to use awesome to be on the good side of the word.
That's quite funny. Well, my memorable experience was the third part two or so when we went for our TP, our first teaching practice. We were staying together. We were only two in the room. Our roommates,
we're not around.
We're not around, yeah, 24. A holiday. And then you were sick, you were not feeling fine. You're just like, I'm feeling some pains in my body and all. I was like, okay, should we go to the end center? Maybe because of the stress I've gone through throughout the week, going to school and all. And you were like, alright, let's go to end center. We went to end center. Funny enough, you were perfectly fine. Then we came back home. I was like, okay, fine, this guy is already feeling better and I'm glad, I'm happy. But suddenly, the next morning, it was more serious than before. And I was like, God, what are we going to do? Like, there's no bike, there's nothing. I had to look for a bike. Okay, let's just take this
girl. I think I remember we were broke. There was no money.
No money. All right, okay. We shall beg the bike man, please, to campus gate. We need to get to campus gate. So, on the way to campus gate, literally, this girl died on me. Honestly, I was just like, at one point, she was just groaning, and I'm like, okay, Dami, sorry, just try to hold the pain and hold, calm down and hold. But all of a sudden, I just saw the hand just went down, and I was like, okay, what's going on? Dami, are we alright? Dami, are you okay? And this guy is not responding, I have to smack her. No, girl, you
then
can't
I
just
came back to life.
You can't just die on me on bike. The bike myself was scared. I was like, what's going on? And see, is everything alright? I was like, no, at this point, this girl cannot scare me like this. And then he just woke up and I was like, better. Like, thank God you were responding and all. The bike man was honestly scared. And thank God for the bike man, that was a very good person. He actually carried us into the campus
to
collected a cheap ride. I was like, oh God, thank God, because that day I was so scared. I think
I can remember the fact that it was so funny that only for us to get to campus, like to Ed Center, and I was feeling fine already, no pain, nothing, and we had to go back to our place in town, then we read the drugs, the medication sheets, and so it was like after taking the meds 1 hour later before the drug start working.
Imagine after you literally died on me on bike. We thank God for life, Sha.
Well, I would say I don't wish to experience that kind of situation again.
Even if
I am a caregiver, like I don't think I want to experience that kind of situation. And there's one question I would like to ask you, which is how did you feel? Like, what was your first impression when you realized my genotype? Like, okay, I'm a sickle cell warrior. Like, how did you like? I don't think we were close when you got to know my genotype also.
No, we weren't that close. But I wasn't that freaked out, honestly. But I was just surprised. Like, this girl that is so stubborn, she doesn't stay in one place. She's always talking cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. And I'm like, are you serious? You are SS. I'm like, wow. Like, this cheerful girl has this genotype. I'm like, wow. That was my first impression, honestly.
That's nice, because I've had some friends and caregivers that actually freaks out when they get to know my genotype and all that. And apart from the whole dying scenario and cases like that, was there any other frustrating moments like you've had with me? Like,
very many. When you are feeling pains and you just don't want to talk until the thing have reached the peak, and I'm like, oh Shay, I'm feeling this pain. And I'm like, honestly, as me, sometimes I'm not observant. I'll be like, damn it, what's wrong with you? Just like, nothing is wrong with you. And I'm like, are you sure? Are you okay? Then you find out, I'm feeling pain in this part of my body. I am doing something like that. And I'm like, gosh girl, what would take you to just say, oh girl, alpha, there's something doing me right now. Like, I don't understand what is doing me right now, but something is actually doing me right now. I'm like, okay, all right. Do the necessary measures and all.
Wow. Okay. How do you feel being a caregiver? Like, am I the only sickle cell warrior you have as a friend or you know?
Yep. You're the only sickle cell warrior I have as a friend. And I know.
Wow. That's interesting. That's interesting. Have you ever wished that, okay, can this girl not be this, like, I shouldn't have had this kind of genotype or something?
Of course, from the very beginning.
Sounds interesting.
Because I'm like, sometimes I just look at myself and be like, there are some things that you just like, Shayo, please, can you help me to do this? Then I'm like, gosh, how is this girl? She's just as strong as me. And be like, carry this thing. And I'm like, okay. I'm just like, no problem. This is just part of life. Let's help you with it. But actually, wish that you weren't SS like that. But since you are one,
it is what it is. Well, not to stall too much or prolong this episode, like, from the perspective of a caregiver, what would you like to say to people out there who do not know their genotype, or people out there who are also caregiver like you? Like, advice, something that should make them stay with the sickle cell warrior patients, or
to caregivers like me, or I don't really like the word caregiver actually.
Okay, what word should we call it?
A friend. Yeah, a friend. Because I don't believe there's a particular person that is just a caregiver. You have friends around you, friends that, even though you are passing through some serious stuff, they are always there for you no matter the situation. Yeah, that's what I classify myself as, a friend. Then, for people like that who have a sickle cell warrior as their friend, I feel like they shouldn't just, at some point to be frustrated is normal. Just be like, gosh, is it only you? But be like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't think that way. But at that point in time, you just don't feel so frustrated. Just try to calm down and try to understand we can't even compare the pain. We don't know how it feels, but we should just try and put ourselves in their shoes and be like, okay, as long as I'm the one experiencing this stuff, yeah, it will be very, 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 very tough. And it isn't easy. So just learn to be understanding, like understand them, care for them, yeah, try to make them feel better, like not less of themselves like that, sha. Something like that. Then for those people that they don't know their genotype, I will advise them, please know your genotype, Ejo. Because some people, they don't know their essence and they'll be like, yeah, yellow here, but please, it's not yellow. Go and check your village genotype. Yeah, so know your genotype, and even if you are going to marry or some, please know your partner's genotype.
The main thing is to know your genotype
and know your partner's own, because the children that are suffering this thing, it's not their fault. It's the parents. Like, they should have done their genotype from the beginning and be like, yeah, this is what I'm entering into. Please. Thank you.
One more thing is, okay, as a friend or caregiver, like, what would you say to warriors, like sickle cell warriors? Like, I know there is something you must have noticed that, okay, that is constant about these sickle cell warriors, like, which sickle cell warriors also, like, it's constant about them. Like, is there something you like to say to them, advise them about, or anything?
Most of them, whenever they I don't know any sickle cell warrior, like I said, but from people that I know from you, actually, they tend to feel sad whenever they are in pain or in depression, or they just be like, yeah, why am I like this? My friends, like, I'm being a burden to the people around me and all. I can't just live a normal life. Then start blaming yourself and all for your situation. In that kind of case, I'm begging you people, please, the sickle cell warrior, you just have to be strong. Yes, you're a fighter. Just keep it in your mind that you're a fighter. You are above this thing. Even if this thing is weighing you down in some areas, like, just...
That's got you.
Yeah. I'm a Korean person. Fighting! So, just keep pressing on. You're more than conquerors.
Thank you. All right, guys, we've come to the end of this episode, and I'm so surprised that this episode is so short. Like, short, not so short, but then thank you guys for listening to today's episode. And if you are a friend or a caregiver of a sickle cell warrior, I would like you to listen to this and take note of everything that Shayo had said. If you are here to follow us on the social media page on Instagram at the Victor's Talk Podcast, and I look forward to your feedback and comments as usual. Thank you very much. See ya next time.